Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 8th of November. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected Trafalgar, 1025 by 1800 Friday. Low Fitzroy, 1015, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s, Cromarty. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasional drizzle in Dogger, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4 at first in Fisher, otherwise southeast 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle. Fog patches in South German Bight. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor in South German Bight. Humber, Thames. Southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fog patches in East. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor in East. Dover, White, Portland. East or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Plymouth, southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northwest, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Biscay, southeast becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Trafalgar, Fitzroy, West Sole, southeasterly 5 to 7 at first in far southeast Trafalgar. Otherwise, cyclonic 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery in Fitzroy. Good, occasionally poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional drizzle. Showers in East Sole. Moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic, mainly southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in west. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides. South or southeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times in Hebrides. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Southwesterly backing southeasterly, then becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in southeast. Showers then rain or drizzle with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, southerly or south-easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in west, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Faroes, southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic maybe southeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, rain and fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south by east 6, 5 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Stornoway, south by west 5, 14 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Lerwick, south, southwest 6, mist. 2 miles, 1025, now falling. Wick, south, southwest 4, 12 miles, 1024, now falling. Aberdeen, south, 4, 7 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Lucas, south by west 3, 12 miles, 1027, now rising. Boomer, south by west 3, mist. 3 miles, 1029, now falling. Bridlington, south by east 4, 1030, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 3, 2 miles, 1029. St Catherine's Point Automatic, East, southeast 4, 1027, now falling. Jersey, southeast 3, 9 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east 4, 1026. Scilly Automatic, southeast 5, 4 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southeast 4, missed. 3 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Aberporth, southeast 3, 9 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Valley, southeast by south 1, missed. 6 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 4, missed. 3 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast 4, recent rain, 22 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 4, missed. 5 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Malinhead, south by east 5, 19 miles, 1023, steady. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast 4, 12 miles, 1025, now falling. Here is a weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday, the 7th of November. General situation. A south-easterly airflow will continue to bring predominantly fair and relatively quiet weather for the inshore waters, although there will be a little drizzle in places. Winds will be light or moderate across southeastern areas, but stronger at times across the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 in west. Fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north and 3 in south. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, decreasing 2 at times later in south. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast 3 to 5, backing northeast 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in west. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Drizzle at times, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 2 to 4 at first near Anglesey, otherwise south or southeast 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle near Pembrokeshire, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Solway Firth. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man, southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, mainly good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in northeast. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 3 at times near Arran. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchant Point. Southeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath, south or southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 near Sutherland. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good. And Shetland Isles, south 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service, who will take us through the night before we return at 20 past five with the shipping forecast, and Jane Steele will have news briefing. Our digital sister station, Radio 4 Extra, has a mix of comedy, drama and factual programmes. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and a peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're looking closely at the US and the South Korean economies. As the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, announces it's lowering interest rates, but there are questions about the future of its chair, Jerome Powell.
Some of the president-elect's advisors have suggested that you should resign. If he asked you to leave, would you go?
No.
Legally, you're not required to leave?
No.
And guess what? We're talking about tariffs once again, this time with a former trade advisor to Donald Trump. What will he actually do?
The fact that he was so transparent about using tariffs really is almost a mandate from the people that they know he's going to do it. He received the most votes. There's not a lot of checks on that, on the use of tariffs right now.
First, though, the latest BBC News.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Donald Trump has named Susie Wiles one of his two campaign managers to hold the key position of White House Chief of Staff. She's the first major appointment of his incoming team and the first woman to hold the post. She's said to be one of the most feared political operatives in the United States. Neda Taufik is in Florida, where Mr. Trump is putting together his new team.
I think what that really underscores is that for the rest of his cabinet, people that the transition team says will be the best people to keep America safe and secure, we are going to see Donald Trump put in loyalists, those who will not question the direction he wants to take this country, and those that he feels have been with him throughout the last few years, even when many thought he was a political liability and done.
President Putin says he has congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory and is ready to hold talks with him. He also praised Mr. Trump for his stated aim to improve relations and help end the war with Ukraine. President Zelensky of Ukraine has warned against talks of a ceasefire, saying it would be suicidal to ask his country to make concessions. Our Russia editor Steve Rosenberg reports.
Speaking at a political discussion club in southern Russia, the Kremlin leader praised the way Trump had handled himself during the attempt on his life back in July and called him a courageous man. Then more praise for the US president-elect's stated desire to improve relations with Russia and help end the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin will be hoping to build a productive relationship with the Trump administration, one that does indeed help to end the Ukraine war on terms beneficial to Russia.
The head of NATO, Mark Rutte, has said that North Korean involvement in Russia's war against Ukraine poses a direct threat to the United States as well as continental Europe. His remarks have been seen as a bid to persuade President